Kalim chapter 3, Mishnah 2. Chavis shira begrogros. A jar, its minimum size is dried figs. So the jar, divrei Rabbi Shimon. So that's according to Rabbi Shimon, a jar, since the jars are used to hold, they usually accommodate dried figs. So the size of the hole that would invalidate the jar is the size of a dried fig. Yep. Rabbi Yehuda Omer begozim. He says, no, sometimes they do use walnuts in them. And because it's used sometimes for walnuts, so the size of the hole is a walnut. Hold, we're going to come next. Right, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. Right. And he brings over here that the walnut is larger than a fig. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the size of the hole would have to be larger than the size of a fig. Rabbi Meir Omer, he says b'zaisim. He says no, it goes after everything else, all the other utensils, and the size is the size of an olive. Halfas. Okay, so that's three different opinions as to what size would invalidate this container. Halfas v'hakadeira, the next vessels, saucepan and a pot, right? A saucepan or a pot for cooking liquids and solid foods. Shurin b'zaisim. So there it follows the normal olive size. If it had a hole in it the size of an olive, then the container is invalidated as a container, and therefore it is pure. Apach, next case is apach v'atfi. So the pach is the cruse and a flask, which he brings over here. Both were oil containers. Both of these containers were used for storing oil. So therefore, shurin b'shemen. If the hole was big enough to let out the oil, the container is invalidated, and therefore it's purified. It can't become impure, and if it was impure, it would become purified. Vatzar tzur, we had this yesterday, the water cooler. It was the thing with a funny spiked head and the holes in the neck. Right, that water cooler, shurin b'mayim. So since it's made to hold water, if it gets a hole in it the size of water, you know, to let out the water, then it will be invalidated. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says shlashtan b'zeronim. Rabbi Shimon says the three of them, all these three things, the size of the hole to invalidate it, we measure by seed. Why? Because he holds that sometimes, yes, they're normally used for liquids, but sometimes you put seeds in them, and therefore we would go with a stricter opinion of a seed. Nevshir b'shemen, an earthenware lamp. Its minimum size is measured by oil, because that's what we hold in it. We put oil in it, so if it had a hole that would let the oil out, the thing would be invalidated. And once it's invalidated, it's purified. Rabbi Lezer says b'pruta katana. He says no. Sometimes you hold coins in it, and therefore, if the coin can fall out, the pruta, right? We've had it many times. A small coin, it would be invalidated. Now shenital piv. A lamp whose mouth was removed, right? So the mouth is the part that holds the wick. Then that's like the main part of it. So it brings it here, even though the rest of the lamp is intact, because without a mouth, it's not considered a candle anymore. So if you just take that mouth out, the rest of the thing becomes pure, because that's what it's used for. Tars, that would become pure. For shel adama shehusak piv betfila, if it was a lamp and it wasn't baked in the oven yet, so it's not made a proper a lamp, but then they put a wick in it and they cook some oil in it and the wick gets hot and it fires and seals around where the wick is. So in this case, Tara, it is still considered pure. It's not yet considered a lamp until it's baked in a kiln. Even though that mouth, which is the most important part, becomes baked from the wick, it's still not considered a proper lamp yet until it's burnt in the kiln.